will mention. So this is a thick section. I think it was 22, 23 meters of massive sulfide mineralization. You can see that there's kind of variable sulfide quantities throughout there. But it was also had significant gold mineralization in it. And if you kind of take a close look, you'd already looked at this. But the visible gold within, I think, is about roughly 2 meters, probably averaging about a third of an ounce per ton, which is extremely, extremely high grade material. I don't know if you can see that gold in there, but so within those red circles, that's just
tilted more towards me.
So that's the exciting stuff to see.
Well, it's exciting to see, and it's very rare. Even in most gold deposits, you're not going to actually see the gold. It's pretty rare for it to be in quantities great enough where it's what we call visible gold. Usually, it's just identified based on the host mineralization or alteration, and you're not going to know it's there until you get the analysis back. So it's always, as an exploration geologist, it's always exciting to see it in the core.
So in old-fashioned terms, you'd say struck gold?
Yeah, say that.
That's going to be the lead bolt for the story.
Yeah.
Gold Rush and Taylor Company.
Yeah, I think when we were working on the reef deposit back in 2010, I think the local paper had an article and the title was, "There's gold up in them there hills."
So how far down is, how many feet down is that section we were just looking at? Where'd it go?
Yeah, so I guess I could just kind of explain. So the way that you read these core boxes, you really read them like a book if they're flipped this way. So this represents the top of the hole, this represents the bottom of the hole, reading it left to right. These core blocks are placed in here by the drillers. So the drillers drill in 10-foot intervals. They have 10-foot tooling. So they'll drill down 10 feet, pull up the rock. After each time they pull it up, they put a block so that you know where you are in the hole. So these are all the depths in meters going down.
So
this section right here was roughly 275 to 290 meters down hole. And so these holes are drilled at an angle, so that doesn't represent your vertical depth, that's just your down hole depth. I would assume vertically we're probably 200 to 225 meters vertically below the surface. And?
So about 700 feet down. Yeah.
Yep.
Meters roughly 3 feet.
Yeah. Yep. So no one's getting a shovel out.
Yeah, right.
Nope. No. You're not even going to get down to bedrock with a shovel because it's ways down there. Yeah, so this represents the bottom of that massive sulfide, kind of the main mineralization. Underlying that, you have what we call the quartz crystal tuff unit, which kind of shows just kind of classic alteration associated with these deposits. You'll kind of notice that this has kind of a dark, almost kind of a bluish tint to it that's caused by chlorite. which is, you know, typical for your the footwall immediately underlying your massive sulfide mineralization. And as you move down, it becomes more gray. You're getting out of that kind of chlorite alteration into your quartz sericite alteration, which really just kind of means you're moving further away from that main kind of mineralized horizon.
So when you're looking at this stretch in here, obviously the color alone, when you yep. know what you're looking for, will tell you this is the area to focus on. After that, is it all analysis at the lab that's going to tell you the specifics?
Well, the order of operations, the flow of work. So the core comes from the rig, the drillers bring it at the end of each shift. We lay it out here. We have a number of geotechs that do different measurements. They'll mark, you know, they'll convert the blocks. The drillers are drilling in feet. We're logging everything in meters. They'll convert the blocks. They'll put the meter marks on the core. They'll do some structural, you know, rock quality measurements, which we call our QD. Then the geologist comes in, and we log it in pretty finite detail, you know, through the hanging wall into the mineralized section. And obviously, you know, the ore horizon is kind of based on mineralogy, the minerals that we're seeing, you know, the appearance of, minerals of economic interest, you know, sulfide minerals, et cetera. So we take all those notes based on what we're seeing. We decide what needs to be sampled, which has, you know, what we want to see, you know, whether, you know, what the metal content of that rock is. So, I mean, if you noticed up at the top of what I showed you here, that core was not even cut in half. So it's uninteresting rock. We didn't even send it out for analysis. But everything that we're interested in, we mark out for sampling. We take photos of every box of core. Then it goes to the core cutters who cut it in half, and then they sample it. We send those off to the lab for analysis.
Mike, I don't know if you want to get some